AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Americans took to the roads, air, and railways Wednesday for what's expected to be the busiest Thanksgiving travel period in almost a decade. Chris Van Selassie was taking a train from New York to Virginia.
It's busier because I come down at other times. It's definitely busier. The train's more packed. But other than that, it's fine.
Almost 49 million people expected to travel 50 miles or more between Wednesday and Sunday, according to AAA. That's the most since 2007, thanks to lower gas prices and an improving economy. Airports are busy, too. The Chicago Department of Aviation said on its website that delays were averaging 15 minutes. Moving to give his cabinet diversity, President-elect Donald Trump has chosen women to be his education secretary and UN ambassador. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
To be UN envoy, the president-elect named South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, a one-time outspoken critic with little foreign policy experience, but someone Trump calls a proven dealmaker who'll bring those skills to the world stage. Perhaps more controversial is Trump's choice of billionaire philanthropist Betsy DeVos to run the Education Department. A former Michigan GOP chairwoman, DeVos is also a staunch advocate of charter schools and vouchers. Those are unpopular with teachers' unions. But conservatives also grumble about her support for the same Common Core standards for schools that Trump denounced during the campaign. Mark Smith at the White House.
Police in Chattanooga, Tennessee say a sixth child has died of injuries from the crash of an elementary school bus Monday. And another vehicular homicide charge would be added to those against bus driver Jonathony Walker. Police also say the driver had no drugs or alcohol in his system when he careened off a road and smashed the bus into a tree. And from Detroit comes word that Wayne State University police officer Colin Rose has died a day after he was shot in the head while on patrol. This is AP Radio News. The pitcher who served up one of the most famous home runs in baseball history has died in New York. The AP's Warren Levinson reports.
Ralph Branca threw 1,484 innings in the big leagues, but he'll be remembered forever for one pitch, the one the New York Giants' Bobby Thompson hit off him for a three-run walk-off homer, snatching the 1951 pennant from Branca's Brooklyn Dodgers. Branca said in a 2001 AP interview it was a pretty good pitch.
It was up and in, a fastball up and in. Not many guys hit that pitch for home runs, so you got to give him credit.
Branca and Thompson became friends after their playing days, traveling the nostalgia circuit together. Ralph Branca died at a nursing home in Rye, New York. He was 90. Warren Levinson, New York.
Kevin Love had a big night in the Cleveland Cavaliers' 137-125 victory over the Portland Trail Blazers. Love scored 40 points, including an NBA record 34 in the first quarter. Tokyo residents have woken up to the first November snowfall in more than 50 years. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.